We're celebrating 2 decades of doing the Dr. Shoup Show, your number one source for you to hear what other dentists do not want you to hear. The truth about preventing repeated unnecessary procedures that will save you money and improve your health for years to come. We're online at ddsradio.com. Now here's your Say No to Crown's Ambassador, Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, thank you all very much for being here. I really appreciate it. And you all know this is my favorite part of the program because I get to introduce to you one of my good friends and somebody that I like a lot that has, we've become friends up at the office. And Lisa, how are you today?
I'm fine, Dr. Shoup. Thank you.
Oh, now I'll let everybody know she's not telling you the truth. She has just gotten over a double whammy of both pneumonia and the flu at the same time. This is the most resilient human being on the planet. She's still with us. Thank you very much. I know that you're still suffering. How awful was that?
I don't think I've ever felt worse in my life.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was on death's door. That is absolutely the truth.
Oh, so did you have to go to the hospital, or did you just fight this out at home?
I went to the doctor and got a couple different prescriptions, one for the flu and one for the pneumonia, and a couple little, you know, other things to help along with that. But yeah, that's what I did, and so I'm still kicking.
And how many gallons of chicken soup was consumed in your full recovery?
It's been really difficult to eat.
Oh, my gosh. How awful. Well, listen, yeah. So that we don't spend all of our time together talking about this, if you would please let the folks know, how was it that you came to ultimately discover me? And then once you discovered me, why is it that you called? What were you looking for?
Okay. Well, I first ran across the concept of biomimetic dentistry on Facebook. And I contacted the dentist who actually was on there, but he happened to be in LA, which just wasn't feasible, obviously, and recommended Dr. Shoup. And so I called Dr. Shoup's office and set up a time to come and visit and really have a lot of different things going on that I didn't know were going on, but knew that I had some things going on that needed to be addressed and was hoping to get those things taken care of and then just have a better looking smile, and just got some surprises when I got to Dr. Shoup's office, that's for sure.
Well, and you say that awfully lightly, but for the folks that are listening, when you and I sat down and did our really comprehensive exam, we found some things that were a couple of things that were pretty darn troubling and that were pretty serious. There were some infections that you had no idea about. There were some bone issues that you didn't have. Nobody had told you. You hadn't been informed. And you and I had a really good conversation about the gravity of that, the importance of it. And I know you felt a real sense of being let down or betrayed or cheated because nobody had ever told you about these things before, and they didn't happen overnight.
That's true. And I mean, I'm 63 years old, and I've been to the dentist every 6 months as long as I can remember, and always did what the dentist said. I had some different things, you know, done over the years that seemed pretty normal to me, but no dentist ever mentioned the severity of my problems that I have, and I have gone through a lot of anger and real anxiety over just thinking about it and trying to figure in my mind, you know, how am I going to make it through this? I trust Dr. Shoup. I think he's a really good dentist. We haven't gotten too far into it yet because of the bone issue. But I feel a real sense of we're going to do the best we can. And I also think Dr. Shoup's helps in that area because he doesn't demand that, hey, we got to get this all done in the next 6 months. And so that helps me a lot, just knowing I don't have to, you know, do it all right now.
Well, you make a really good point, and I thank you for that, because yes, we emphasize all the time that everybody has a different agenda. Everybody has different needs and wants and hopes and desires, and dentistry needs to fit into that rather than you fitting into dentistry. And so, yeah, it never made sense to me to demand somebody do something if they weren't able to do it. So let's make dentistry, the dentistry that you want, fit within your family, your job, your time, your busyness, your budget. It's got a dovetail in there someplace. And so I'm really glad you said that. Thank you very much for that, because that's an important point, and a lot of people have never had that opportunity. As you are thinking about it, one of the things I noticed, even as short into it, and certainly you can't judge by your recent health, with your pneumonia and your flu, we'll write those off as anomalies, but we started to notice you looking overall healthier when you started some of the treatments and therapies to get rid of the infection. How, until you got hit with the flu and pneumonia, how were you feeling overall as we were doing the treatment?
I was feeling fine. I do feel, though, that there's probably some things going on that were getting into my system that I wasn't aware of, and I was having one manifestation of that is I was having some real skin issues on my face. I don't know if it's related to that or not, but those have cleared up, and that was going on for some time and was not having any success in trying to get rid of it. Even saw a dermatologist, and she wasn't able to even help me with it. So I want to chalk it up to maybe some of these things that's been going on in my mouth. I don't know, but I do generally feel good. So.
Well, yes, and we see this on a regular basis. We have folks that come to us that are unknowing that they have a variety of different infections, different types of infections going on in their mouth, dentally, around their teeth, around their gums, up in the sinuses, and they have manifestations of those infections with inflammation and with rashes and with other sorts of maladies. And we start to get these infections to resolve, and they get similar results to you, things that they've been battling for a long time, and they didn't know they were battling, all of a sudden start to resolve and get better. So I'm happy as can be for you, because I know that that was a big issue in terms of dealing with this rash that was on your face. So, mm-hmm. So as we move forward now, we're going to be delving into some other areas of getting things healthy for you. Anything that is of a higher priority for you that we look at or think about for you?
Well, the fact that right now I do have that missing tooth, and I know we're addressing that. And so, the main focus for me right now, I think, has changed from when I first heard about my biomimetic dentistry, because I was thinking more of it in a more of a cosmetic sense than I am now. And now I am more interested in just making sure I have sound function in the teeth that need to have something done to them. So, you know, that's my main focus now. And not that I wouldn't want all my teeth to look perfect. That would be great if someday I can actually get to that point. But I'm not as concerned about that as I used to be.
Well, you're again opening another door for the folks that are listening. You and I have had these conversations about the fact that biomimetic dentistry is really founded upon the principles of health and well-being and equilibrium and stability in all of your different, you know, body functions and in your mouth and so forth. And yes, you get a benefit because aesthetically, cosmetically, things start to look better. But the foundation of it all is that you're healthier. You are better off. We stop the bone destruction. We start replacing parts of your tooth that you're possibly missing. And so I'm just delighted. I'm thrilled to death. I'm honored that you chose to come up and see us, and it's just been a real treat that we have the opportunity to start this journey with you. So thank you very, very much. I hate it that you've been sick lately, but that'll pass, and we can resume all the things that we've been doing. So thank you very much for being on and sharing your story. I know somebody is listening and going to go, you know, that sounds a lot like me. And if they can, you know, muster the courage that you have, then maybe we can, or somebody can be of help to them too. So thank you very much for doing this.
You're welcome. And I would encourage anyone to not be afraid to visit Dr. Shoup, because he just has a way of making you feel, you know, well, you've got this big problem, but this is what we're going to do. He has a plan. And I think that really helps a lot to know that you do have a plan.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm old and I've seen everything. So, you know, we can generally figure out a way of fixing almost anything. So, yes, there's always going to be a plan, and we can work the plan, and because the plan works. And I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Well, Lisa, go mend up. Go have some chicken soup. Robitussin. Robitussin fixes everything. I don't care if you got a broken leg. You rub enough Robitussin on it, it'll fix it.
Well, I'll give that a try.
Okay, do that for me. I'll see you at the office next time. And again, thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.